Just like the new year brings glad tidings, good joy, and some resolutions, sometimes our music habits bring us to places we don't anticipate going. Have you ever been listening to a song and you're like, holy cow, this song is amazing, and then you realize nobody else in the whole world has ever heard this song before? Well, that's what this show is all about. Welcome to the Greatest Song You've Never Heard podcast. I'm your host, Chris Cochran, along with my co-host, good friend, and master musician, and wonderful human being, Mr. Phil Anderson.
Well, I think, thank you, and welcome. I hope wonderful human being would actually come before masterful musician, because, yeah, probably
not. Oh, it does. It does. It does. I just wanted people to understand that there's more to Phil than just being a good guy.
Oh, good. Thank you. Hey, how's your 2025 going?
So far, so good. It's been a weird 25 for me so far, because for over a month, I haven't traveled. Almost 6 weeks of no travel, which is unusual for me. So,
and yet,
I'm still here.
Yeah, that's right. You've gone through some sub-freezing temperatures. However, during that week, you were in better than sub-freezing temperatures.
That is true. That is true. Back home, the river in front of my house is literally all ice, with the exception of a tiny little, like maybe 6 foot stretch.
There
it's
you
just
go.
A stream, but everything else is ice.
Yeah, that is the way of winter.
It is.
Well, perfect. At the time of this recording, we have just a dusting of snow.
Yeah, hardly anything. You guys have zero winter in North Idaho this time of year.
We're knocking on wood right now. That keeps going.
How are things, Phil?
Things are outstanding. Really good.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about today.
Any big news to announce to our listeners?
Oh, it seems like not. I mean, I don't think so.
Okay. I'm just checking. I knew it was a new year and just wondered if maybe there was an announcement you wanted to give to our listeners, but apparently not.
Do you know something I don't?
I don't. I was just hoping that maybe you knew something I didn't.
Well, no, not yet anyway. Maybe next week.
Awesome. And with that, Phil's like, can we just play our song and get into this and get off of these topics that are obscure that nobody knows what we're talking about?
That's funny.
Phil, do you have a song for us today?
Yeah, I do. In fact, right now, as we speak, I am sending you said song lyrics.
Oof.
And, you know, I'm really excited about this one.
Please tell me this has to do with inaugurations.
It does not. Oh, actually.
Okay.
Now that you say it, one could say it does.
Oh, really? Fascinating. Fascinating.
I think we should just get into it and then we'll go from there.
Sounds good to me.
Changing my mind. Yeah.
got a groovy sound, doesn't it?
Oh man, what a groove.
So Chris just realized his mic was not of the
not plugged in.
So the tinny Chris was before the song. The sultry FM voice, Chris Cochran, is what you're hearing now.
That is true. But I'll look back to the song. What a great freaking song, man. This was like classic 1969 R&B.
Yes.
Like soul. The lyrics were cool. There wasn't anything about this song I didn't like. And some of the lyrics were really, really good. Any song that starts out, baby, what are you doing now? You're pissing me off.
I know, right?
I'm in. So, I'm in. The only complaint I have is the second line is your hair is so luxurious. And I thought he said that your hair is mature. I'm like, who?
Well,
so it's silver? She has mature hair? I don't understand what that means.
I mean, sometimes luxurious hair has gone through the evolution, so it is now mature. I don't know. I'm stretching here.
I liked everything about this song. It has such a great groove to it. It doesn't ever go too big or too small, but it's still like right there in the pocket. There's cussing in it, which I always love for an R&B song.
I know.
He uses the F word.
But he does it. He does it in a way that is perfect for that line.
Your shitty effing attitude. Yep.
Yeah.
That's good.
So do we have to slap an explicit tag because he...
No.
No?
No, I think we're good for this.
Do you hear anything like from Tommy James and the Shandells, like Crystal
Blue? Oh, of course.
Yeah, right? Isn't that cool?
Crystal Blue Persuasion, it sounds a lot like that. Yeah. Yeah, I liked all of it. The horns are cool. Like everything about the bass line was great groove. Great song. Now, here's my guess. It was called, I took a note here. You Did Me Wrong.
That's a great, good job. Wow. It's not the name.
It's not?
No.
Well, look at you. You got a hard hi-hat thing.
On any
rim shot.
On any funny line, I can just...
Oh, man, look at you.
it's not called that.
It's not.
No.
I didn't get the lyrics until like almost the end of the song.
I'm sorry. Came late.
Walk Right Out of My Life. Is that what it's called?
Very close. It's called The Walk.
Okay. Tell me more about this song, because I don't know. I have no clue who this is. I know nothing else about this song.
I know kind of very little. You know, a lot of my songs, Chris, come from my Discover Weekly on Spotify through the months, not starting with DEC and ending in Ember. So this is one that has been on my playlist for probably 5 years. It's off a 2011 album. Called How Do You Do? And honestly, this is always, I go back to that line, you know, all the lines that you mentioned, right? I really love. Baby, what you're doing now, you're pissing me off and your shitty effing attitude. And I was like,
yeah,
but your cocoa butter skin now. You know, he's talking this woman up so much, and he's like, but I'm so happy that you're out of my life.
It kind of reminds me of the sentiment of the song reminds me of the Justin Bieber song, If You Like the Way You Look That Much, You Should Go and Love Yourself. It's that same kind of an attitude. You don't know that song?
I'm sure I probably heard it. I don't listen to a lot of Justin Bieber. But
well, that's what you try to tell yourself. But
yeah, maybe
your Spotify recap says otherwise.
My inside beebs. this song really captures this artist, which I haven't named yet. Smooth vocals, and you know, it's so R&B, like a throwback. This is actually released as a 12-inch vinyl single, if you can believe that.
Wow.
Yep. And so it had various different versions of this. It had regular radio edit, a cappella, and completely instrumental. And by the way, all of that stuff was good. Did you hear that sax at the end? And you're not a sax guy, but just this sultry little sax, just like laying low underneath the whole song. I don't know. I really, really, really like this song a lot. The artist is Mayer Hawthorne.
I don't know Mayer Hawthorne. Should I know Mayer Hawthorne?
No, I don't think so. I mean, no, this is not one of those where it's like, yeah, that's Tom Jones. But no, this is one of those songs I believe is the epitome of what this podcast is all about. I was hoping anyway.
Yeah, it totally.
Because I never quite know, right? I don't even have a lot on this guy. Just that I'm doing more deep dives into his music, but I always come back to this song because it's so good, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's super good. I was just looking up a couple of different things on Mayer Hawthorne, which is a stage name, actually.
That's not
an American guy too.
I love
it. And a white guy.
I love it when, I bring a song and I'm supposed to have all the information. And then in the period of 20 seconds, you tell me everything. I don't know.
He had his bar mitzvah in 1992. Just throwing that out there.
So that would mean he was born in around 76-ish?
79.
79, okay.
Yep.
The year I graduated from high school. That's a little sobering.
Maybe I should
open another beer right now.
You might need two for that. Yeah, high school was a long time ago.
Yeah, maybe I'll just do a Rainier beer. Remember that episode where we did that one? That was funny.
So just on a complete side note, I recently got to speak at Career Day for a middle school.
Yeah.
And you know you're getting really, really, really old when you can't tell who are the two students and who are the teachers.
Oh, yeah.
In a middle school.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Touche.
So the walk from Mayer Hawthorne, I like this song a lot. In fact, it makes me want to go out and look up a lot more of Mayer Hawthorne's music.
Yep. I was hoping you would say that. This is one of those, again, I've talked about this playlist all the time. It is a public playlist. It's called Feeling All Right. This is definitely on that playlist. If you don't swearing, I still think this song is good because, you know, dropping an F-bomb in the middle of a song, sometimes artists will do that just to have an impact. You know, it's like, see what I can do. I can swear. I don't get that on this. This is just accenting that. And it really was shitty effing attitude. You know?
So let me ask you this, because this guy, as I'm looking more about this guy, Mayer Hawthorne has done quite a bit of stuff. In fact, he's Grammy nominated.
This album,
he's done a lot.
This album was really that catapulted him.
Yeah, he gets featured on like other big albums from like Kanye West, Daryl Hall. Like the guy is like really, really like a move. Like he's working hard in Hollywood. Why is this not a huge song?
More mainstream, right? Nah, that's a great question. Which it will be now because we featured it
on the greatest
song
true.
You never heard.
That is true. Well, that being said, Phil, why don't you tell people where they can find us?
Well, we have a website, Chris. I don't know if you know that. It's called thegreatestsongyouneverheard.com, which, by the way, we are in the process of kind of updating because we're well over 100 episodes now. So it's like maybe we should give the people what they want, which is a good website with good information. So we're kind of updating that a little bit as we go along. Anyway, that's our website. You can find us on Facebook. And if you are a ex-Twitter fan, at GSYNH Podcast on ex-Twitter, where we are highly, highly active. Oh, wait.
Super active.
Inactive. But we have it. Hey, I get a notification. If somebody wants to reach out, come on. I'll respond.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Phil, I thank you for bringing this song. I really like that song. I'm going to add this to my regular playlist. I think this guy is fantastic. I think he has a lot to give, and I really like this song, The Walk. Apparently, he's performed it live on both Conan and The Late Show with David Letterman. I'm going to go look up both those performances.
As you should. Thank you, Chris. I just feel like I have a little redemption here, and 2025 is starting out really, really well.
You do, and we'll talk to you, see you, maybe even hear you next time on The Greatest Song You've Never Heard podcast.